bit surprised, at the least of it at first. And, well, I didn't say much really at first. It was obvious to him, I suppose, that I didn't believe him. Because he said, you know, I don't suppose you believe me, do you? I said, well, who am I to say? It's a very interesting place. And he was, well, I'm sure he was sincere, I mean, he was a poet. But the more I looked at him, I mean, there was something about him. And he kept saying, you know,
straight between the eyes and said, you know, I'm Jesus. And I must have looked surprised, because he said, please don't be hasty, no one understands. But I've got a way to prove it, and he lifted up his hands.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
For a minute I was speechless, then I looked into his face with sufficient lines of sadness for the total human race. And I said, you must be joking. But he slowly shook his head and said, that's what they all say, I might as well be dead.
He was the man who called himself Jesus.
He asked me if I knew a place where he could start to preach. And I said, well, try a church or maybe Brighton Beach. And I was trying to be serious, seem impressed. He said, you think I'm crazy, you're just like all the rest.
He was a man who called himself Jesus.
I was really quite embarrassed, he was looking so sincere. So I said, I closed the shop soon, won't you come and have a beer? Then he asked me if I meant it, and he gave a funny smile. And taught them one line prayers to say when they went off to their beds. But mostly they were frightened, and they looked at him wide-eyed.